I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Last night, Paris was relatively calm. Only a few small arson fires burned in the streets. This piece came after a week of full-blown rioting. The violence began following the death of two teenagers of African origin. They were electrocuted last Thursday while apparently fleeing police. Most of those confronting the authorities are young people of various immigrant backgrounds. They contend they suffer discrimination from French society and repression by the police. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
The daily TV images of Paris's suburbs on fire have shocked the nation. The violence started 9 days ago in the town of Clichy-sous-Bois after two teenagers were electrocuted in a power transformer station while allegedly fleeing the police. Since then, the rioting has spread to more than 20 largely immigrant communities that ring the French capital. These residents, who refused to give their names, awoke yesterday to charred vehicles and destroyed shops. They say they are becoming exasperated with the mostly young men who are destroying their communities. There's a difference between burning trash cans and a school, says this man. We're really scared, says this woman. They were burning cars just outside our apartment building. I'm disgusted, that's all I have to say, adds another resident. The suburb of Clichy-sous-Bois, where it all began, is just 12 miles from the center of Paris, yet it seems worlds away. Dozens of young men congregate in the parking lot of a high-rise apartment building where the two deceased boys lived. Many wear T-shirts with the boys' photos on the front and the words, "Died for Nothing," printed on the back. Most of these men are unemployed and say they have nowhere else to go. They claim the police harass them on a daily basis. 18-year-old Cyril, who would only provide his first name, says even though everyone here is French, because they are the children of African immigrants, they are treated differently.
If those boys had French names like Nicolas or Thomas, there would have been justice. There's a two-tiered system here. We're not hoodlums or suburban statistics. We just want dialogue and justice for the two boys who were killed.
Today, suburbs like Clichy are synonymous with unemployment, drugs, and crime. It wasn't always this way. Many of these boys' parents or grandparents came from North Africa to help rebuild France in the 30 prosperous years following World War II. The families were housed in high-rise building projects that ringed the country's largest cities. But now there are no more jobs, and many residents are trapped in spirals of poverty and feel excluded from mainstream society. While some of these suburbs are powder kegs, many politicians are also accusing tough-talking French Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy of inflaming the current crisis with his harsh words and hard-line tactics. Sarkozy provoked outrage 2 months ago when he vowed to clean the suburbs with a power hose. But the minister stands by his policies, saying France's social solutions in the past 30 years have failed.
C'est l'échec d'une réponse exclusivement sociale.
The suburbs are a disaster because we have provided an exclusively social answer to problems. The youth there don't just want welfare payments and handouts. They want training that will give them a job, allow them to raise a family, and to have hope for social mobility. But first, we have to eradicate the violence, which is gangrenous.
The violence escalated last weekend after tear gas was fired into a mosque in Clichy-sous-Bois during evening prayers. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has just ended, and at a street market in Clichy-sous-Bois, residents sell the special foods that are eaten to break the fast. 19-year-old vendor Christophe, who was born in France of Algerian parents, says he doesn't feel like he has the same chances as youth living somewhere else.
La vie, c'est un peu dur ici.
Life is kind of hard here compared to the other places in France. I think we're the poorest town in the Paris region. Sometimes you don't even feel like you're in France. We feel stuck because we're from Clichy-sous-Bois, which is considered like dirt. It's worth nothing.
Police have now been shot at, and after incidents last night in Dijon, there is concern that the unrest is spreading to other French cities. While everyone agrees that the first order of the day is to stop the violence, it will be harder to find solutions for a generation who feel they have no future in France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.